From bankruptcy to bestseller, Australian romance author Terry L. Swan has built a global phenomenon with the Miles High Club book series. It's a whirlwind of luxury, love, and irresistible men that's captivated over 4 million readers in 15 languages and is doing the rounds on BookTok. Now, with the Lux Collector's Editions hitting bookstores across Australia for the first time, Swan's signature blend of passion, humour, and emotional twists is ready to sweep a whole new audience off their feet. And joining us now is Terry L. Swan to talk about romance, resilience, and what it takes to make sparks fly on the page. Terry Swan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
Hi. Lovely to meet you. I'm good. What an intro.
What an intro. Yeah, we've got some passionate fans here at the radio station, Terry. I'm sure you could tell. So for people who might not know, the Miles High Club, a couple of billionaire brothers, there's steamy encounters, there's a romance. When did you start writing the Miles High Club, Terry, and how did it get taken off?
Oh, well, it's a long story, but I started writing when I was 17. Put my books into a box, forgot all about them. About 14 years ago, my husband and I made a bad business decision and bought a business that was terrible, and we lost everything. And then suddenly I found this box of old books, and I was like, you know what? I wanted to be an author. Maybe this is a sign. So I went inside and I downloaded the Word program, and I thought, let's go. So I uploaded myself to Amazon. No training, no idea what I'm doing.
Wow.
And yeah, see, about 5 years after that started, Amazon actually contacted me and wanted me to write the Miles High for them as my publisher.
Wow.
And that's how it came about. Yeah.
And so in 2019, you're launching with The Stopover.
Yeah, we launched with The Stopover. Stopover, Takeover, The Casanova and The Do-Over. And then, you know, 6 years later, we've had, you know, incredible success and it's been just a dream come true. I actually bought the rights back off Amazon for my own publishing company. And that's how I've brought them into Australian stores.
It's an incredible journey, Terry. Absolutely amazing journey.
It has. It's just been a whirlwind, a lot of hard work, but it's just been so worth it. I opened a company called Keeperton, and our romance imprint is Arundel. Just to bring those books that, you know, that were online only into bookstores, because, you know, everyone loves a tangible book. What's not to love?
Yes, absolutely. I love a tangible book, Terry. I read mine on the train every day before I come into
it. Just doesn't feel like work. If you've got a book in your hand, it feels like relaxation, you know?
Absolutely. So you've written the first book, The Stopover. It's followed by a couple of other editions into the Miles High Club. But how did it feel when it started soaring to BookTok fame on TikTok? When did that start to happen, and how did you feel about that exploding digitally?
Because, well, I wasn't really aware of it. Like, I knew that I was getting tagged a lot. And then one day the girls from my office rang me up and said, have you looked at the hashtag TL Swan? And I was like, no, what? And I said, look it up. And I looked it up and there was 42 million views of the hashtag of my name. And I was like, what the hell? The world's gone mad. But, so grateful, so grateful. It's actually the people who are on BookTok, on Instagram, you know, they've the ones that have embraced me and just pushed me far further than I thought I could go.
Well, the Miles High Club, you know, it's built this massive global following now. I mean, what do you think it is about the Miles brothers and their stories of love, romance, and all the rest that's connecting with readers?
The brothers are very, you know, they're intelligent, but they're sarcastic and witty and they're funny and they're dry. And I guess, you know, if you're going to read for enjoyment, which I do, like 100% do, I want to be reading something that makes me smirk as I'm reading it, and I want to laugh, and I want to, you know, these men are like the ultimate fantasy. I mean, there's no talking about folding washing and paying bills in these books. It's, you know, being rushed around the world in a beautiful yacht while, you know, getting witty banter. So it's, you know, it's the ultimate fantasy, escapism. That's what it is.
Yes.
I feel.
So the stories are set against, you know, the backdrop of the Miles Media Empire, where you've got the brothers, powerful men, meeting their match in fierce, independent
women. And the women they meet are all average, normal girls. They're not the they don't come from the billionaire world. They're hardworking, everyday girls, and they meet these arrogant rich men who, you know, they basically have to put back in their box.
Yeah, so you're often writing about, you know, strong women who challenge the powerful men. So what is it about this dynamic for you that's important to write about or that you enjoy exploring in your books?
I feel like, you know, women are coming of their own lately, and we want to read about strong women who are smart and funny and, you know, have their own goals. We don't really want to, you know, the good old days where books were written about men coming to save women. You know, no one wants to read about that because it just doesn't happen. We want to read about where the women saved the day.
Women saved the day, absolutely. Yeah. So, Terry, what has inspired the decision to re-release these books in a new physical edition? And what can Aussie readers expect to see on their bookshelf stores soon?
Yeah, okay. So, like I said, I was mainly a digital author, and in 2023 I opened a publishing company named Keeperton for authors like me that had been mainly in digital on Amazon or on iBooks or whatever, but we wanted to bridge that gap between bookstores and digital and bring the best of the digital world into bookstores because, you know, let's face it, like I said, having a tangible book is a magical thing. It just has that certain it factor that you can't get on Kindle. So that's what we did. And the first goal of mine was to buy my rights back from Amazon. So we did that. We secured that. We fought them for 2 years for that. And now we've brought them into stores and they've just gone so great. The first week they were out, they've been out for 2 weeks now. But the first week they were out, they both hit the USA Today bestseller list. They're, you know, number one and two in Australia fiction. Like,
wow.
It was unbelievable. Like, my readers are just so beautiful and so loyal, and I'm just so blessed that I'm in this position to be able to do this. So it's been fantastic. Dream come true.
It's incredible stuff, Terry. We're almost out of time, but one of the last questions I wanted to ask is the deluxe editions of the Miles High Club series are out now in bookstores. You've written 27 books and counting. How do you keep those love stories fresh and alive, giving fans that emotional depth and chemistry? What's your secret? And for any fans out there, are there more books? The Miles High Club coming.
There's the Mister series are in bookstores as well. The bonus is in bookstores. I guess for me, you know, there is just no greater feeling than falling in love, and you know that witty banter and that butterfly feeling. But you know, the reality is we're all in our lives already, and we, you know, you can't go out and fall in love every week, but you can read about it and you can have that escape holiday and have this wonderful, witty banter, funny, laugh-out-loud, sexy book. And it's like just a wonderful pleasure that you can give yourself. It's not, you know, we don't get to go on yachts and be wined and dined by these billionaires, but why not read about it?
Oh, very well said. Yeah, very well said. And maybe we don't get to wine and dine with billionaires, but let's just say not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. One day, that's the dream, right?
One day, that's the dream, absolutely. Terry, it has been lovely talking with you this morning, but we're just out of time. But thank you so much
Thanks
for dropping
for having
by.
Me.
It's been
really
wonderful.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you so much, Terry. That was Terry L. Swan, the best-selling author of the Miles High Club series, which is out now in deluxe limited editions of The Stopover and The Takeover in bookstores around the country. Get ready to fall in love with the Miles Brothers all over again.